This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back, everybody. Fritz and Friends, I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Mark Price, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Mark Grebner, a familiar face and a favorite around here, president of Practical Political Consulting, and in relation to our subject tonight, the chairman, newly elected chairman, again, of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Just ducky. Glad to be here.
I always love your greetings. I really do. Yesterday was the first meeting of the Board of Commissioners for the new year for Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and you are back at the helm, and as you said, this is your last time around.
Yeah, I'm not planning to run for re-election in 2012, and because of my business as a political consultant, I don't like to be the chair of the county board during election years because I only have a certain amount of sanity. And that would, like, overly stretch it to be both chair and trying to run the company. And so I plan to be chair this year, probably chair of the Finance Committee next year, and then I will step down from the Board of Commissioners.
Very good. What we talked last night at the meeting, we did have a reporter there, and according to his reports, everybody's talking about the road patrols, and you kind of issued a challenge about the problem with road patrols, I'm sorry, at the meeting last night. What was that? And is that characterized correctly?
I don't know that the challenge. The board has, we finally have put this in the past. We've really settled the issue as far as the county is concerned, that the rural townships really have to step up to the plate and put their own money in if they want police services, just like the cities do, just like large townships do. That, unfortunately, we got involved in so many games, both on the Board of Commissioners and by the townships, that when we finally eliminated our coverage of police services, they didn't believe we were going to do it. And so there are now 11 or 12 townships which have no police whatever. I mean, I suppose if you commit a murder and you're on the scene with a gun, we'd probably send somebody out to talk to you. But if you break into somebody's garage out in those rural townships, I don't think a police officer will ever show up.
Well, this is scary stuff for residents to be hearing, and we've been hearing this as well. And I think I'm guessing from my point of view that residents didn't believe that was really going to happen either. Is that kind of what you're understanding?
I think that is exactly right. I think that between members of the Board of Commissioners playing games and members of the township political establishment playing games, we never managed to convince them that we were serious. And one measure of that is that 12 of these 13 townships turned down the tax question in November that would have paid for police services. But in every one of those townships, there were more yes votes for renewing the zoo millage than there were for police. In other words, Stockbridge Township voted in favor of renewing the millage for the zoo, the Potter Park Zoo. At the same time, they were turning down a slightly larger levy to pay for their own police services. Can you really believe that people in Stockbridge who are, I don't know, 40 miles away from Potter Park, you know, really place a higher priority on the rhino at the zoo and you know, whatever other animals we've got, than they place on police services?
And I think that brings it back to your point that folks didn't believe this would really happen, so they didn't think, they thought they could protest a tax increase perhaps, but didn't think that it really meant what you said it was going to.
Well, and the Board of Commissioners should have adopted a clear statement of what we were doing, and instead, because there were 16 people with 16 different political agendas, I think that we managed to convince a number of people that there was like one or two more innings left in this baseball game. And instead, we turned off the lights and went home.
You're heading in the direction. My question to you is, you said the kinds of games that the board members were playing. What kind of games are you referring to?
Well, you know, politics is complicated. There are many steps. But, for example, At various points, I proposed that we adopt a plan, and the plan would have dates and times and statements, and it would be a statement a year or two in advance that we were getting out of the road patrol business on this date, and we'd pick a date, and that we would offer a certain amount of money to the townships for any township that wanted to create its own police services. And I proposed that a year and a half ago, in fact, a little longer than that, almost 2 years ago. And the board rejected that on a split vote because that was just too clear. Okay? Well, some of them thought that by rejecting it, we wouldn't actually eliminate police services. Well, that wasn't the case. We had the votes to do that. But so we eliminated police services without adopting a plan first. We should have had a plan, you know? Whatever the plan was, the plan should have involved dates and a clear statement of what we were doing. Well, instead, we just kept whittling away at what the money we put into the budget until finally it was all gone. And that's where we are today. There is no money in the current budget for police services, well, for general police services. We're not being very precise about what we're talking about here. There are certain police services that everybody in the county gets in the sheriff. But the idea of primary police coverage, you know, you've got a break-in, so you call somebody, and they send out a cop. Well, there's no such money in the budget now for those townships.
With the sheriff's department?
Well, with anybody, unfortunately. I suppose it's in the state police budget. If you can get somebody from the local post who's got 50 things on his list ahead of you, if you're the 51st, you know, entry on the list, I suppose the state police, if they've got bored, if there's a really slow day, they might send somebody out to talk to you. But that's the only coverage they have. They don't have a contract with the local city. They don't have their own police department. They don't have any coverage from the county. They really should have adopted a plan. Now, finally, two townships, one of them has actually adopted a plan, as far as I know, and that's Williamson Township. And one of them is trying to adopt a plan, although we haven't heard they've actually worked it out yet, which is Allenton Township. They're the two largest of those townships. And I think that there are another five or eight of them that will eventually get on board. The Board of Commissioners has set aside $800,000 as sort of a grant to help these townships work out their initial contracts, to pay some startup costs with some local police department to rent a little bit of police coverage, say from the city of Mason or the city of Williamston or Meridian Township, or from the sheriff's department. So we've set aside some money to make this happen, but 11 of the townships have so far not taken at least any useful step. They've taken lots of steps. They have lots of meetings. They've yelled at us a lot. But they haven't taken any useful steps to actually providing police services. And so for the last 3 days, there have been really no police services in 11 townships.
Well, as a Meridian Township resident, that's a little scary to me.
Well, you have police services.
Well, we do, but just as a township resident, and I mean, the other folks, I feel lucky because we do, but I'm worried for other folks.
Well, you do because you pay for it.
You bet I do.
That's the wonderful
You
thing.
Bet I do.
And Williamston Township finally realized that the best place for them to buy additional police services was from Meridian, because Meridian shares a border with them, and it's very easy for a Meridian police officer to go 4 miles into Williamson Township to answer a call in an emergency. So it's a very efficient place for Williamson Township to do it, and Meridian Township can probably add a couple police officers to their budget with the money that Williamson will give them. Now, I haven't heard that that's actually underway, but last I heard that they were just about to sign the document, so maybe today, I don't know this for sure, out in Williamson there is a Meridian Township police officer driving through right now to answer some call.
Well, I actually have Captain Dave Hall with Meridian Township Police Department on tomorrow, so perhaps I can clear a little bit of that up at the same time.
That'd be great. I'll listen and find out.
Yeah, I've got him on right off the top of the show at 5:09 tomorrow, so we'll both get the answers we're looking for there. Mark, there's always so much I want to talk to you about. We are out of time for tonight, but I've got your number, so I'll be calling you again soon to talk about the challenges that face the board ahead this year.
Always a joy.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Mark Grebner, who is chair of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.